Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown. I am the editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll be filling in for Bradley today. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E on Facebook, and also Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Now, let me let you in on something. You've got 2 days not only to get your taxes in, but you've got 2 days to enter to win the Joshua Mark V ARAK Hybrid from Amendment Arms. You've got to check this thing out. It internally is an AK-47 for all intents and purposes. Exterior, it's very similar to an AR platform when you hold it. There is a difference in the way the AR feels compared to the AK, for sure. But it uses AR magazines. It shoots a 5.56 and a 2.23. And Amendment Arms, our friends over there, have been very gracious to donate one of these as to be raffled off in just a couple of days. Midnight, April the 15th, will be the last day you can enter this. So head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right there. You'll see Win a Joshua MK5. Click on that. Wait for the little entry form to pop up. And you've got several means in which you can enter. You can't just get just one entry. We're giving you multiple entries to win this weapon. We're going to give it away the day after tax day. Midnight, we'll close out, we'll draw somebody, we'll let you know who that is, Lord willing, on the 16th. And in God's providence, you may be the winner of this pretty incredible weapon. So get your name in the hat within the next couple of days over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Speaking of which, let's head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to bring you up to speed with a couple of things that's going on over the weekend and even today. First of all, I think Senator Rand Paul took and gave one of the best responses to questions regarding abortion. He took it and put it back on the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He put her back on her heels. He said, why don't you ask her if it's okay to kill a 7-pound baby in the uterus and then ask her when she's willing to protect life? Of course, she responded, and her response was not to actually take a position on it. It was just to say, well, if you want to murder your child, it's really between you and your doctor. It's as ridiculous as what was taking place in Colorado with the woman who stabbed another woman, cut her baby out of her stomach, And then the state had to wonder, well, we can't charge her with murder of the child because we're allowing abortions to take place all the time, which is murder of children. The confusion that is there is because people have left the Word of God. They have not stayed true to God's law. And as a result, they make up their own laws, which are not law, and they legalize the wickedness that we see before us. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Iowa representatives walk out of Wicca invocation prayer. Check out Michael Ware's article on that. See how these men were determined to pray for this woman, that God would indeed open her eyes to the false religion that she is involved in. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Video has been unearthed of Muslim Nazi armies raised for Hitler. Let me say that again. A video has been unearthed of Muslim Nazi armies raised for Hitler. Now, a lot of people are having a problem with, you know, trying to tie this administration with Nazis, and they say, oh, you're way out there and this, that, and the other. Understand that Marxism is at the heart of socialism. It's at the heart of communism. Okay? And that's where Barack Obama is. And as was mentioned last week, the Muslims and the Nazis were hand in hand in Germany. And this is just more evidence of that. So take a look at that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than end up in hell with them. Check out this latest article I did this morning on one of Bradley's talks, recent talks, regarding how the world wants to call the church hypocrites, yet they're going to end up in the same place that the religious hypocrites end up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an American proposition to repeal the Patriot Act is in the works, and we should be behind that. This this bill by Thomas Massie that's being pushed, we should get behind that and let our representatives know that we support that as well. States ignore ID law, makes it easy for criminals to move undetected in the U.S. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an emergency call to the USA in 2015 from 1929. You want to check that out and see what this particular doctor was saying in 1929 that applies to our day as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Marco Rubio announces presidential campaign even though he's constitutionally ineligible. So just give that a shot and take a look and see what's going on there. We're having several guys who are joining the GOP ticket who are constitutionally ineligible, folks. Natural-born citizen, I can take you to the Naturalization Act in 1790. The guys are writing 2 years after the Constitution. They define it. One has to have parents, both parents who are citizens, in order to be a natural-born citizen. Marco Rubio is the proverbial anchor baby. Neither one of his parents were citizens. Ted Cruz had one parent that was a citizen and another who was not. And the Naturalization Act says specifically it must be the father who is a resident of the U.S. in order to pass on citizenship. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. GOP candidates will never out-pander Hillary on homosexuality, so don't try. Yeah, somebody needs to stand up for what is right and for what is true. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted this one. Video discovered during an investigation. Four men rape unconscious woman on beach in broad daylight in front of hundreds of people at spring break. Get that. Why not if you never found out about it? Be right back. Join us on the other side of the stairs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, welcome back. We're having a little trouble on my connection, so we're switching back over to a different means of broadcasting. Didn't get the idea that we've gotten in touch with Dave just yet. So hopefully he will be he'll be on shortly. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let's talk a little bit about Dave's last article. He's asked, "Where is our team? Where is our team?" And part of the question that he is trying to bring about is, where is the church with regard to the social issues of the day? Where are they lining up? Where are they lining up on the issue of marriage? It is an important issue. At the nucleus of our society is the family. And if we don't recognize that, then we're undermining ourselves. We're going to destroy ourselves. And Dave is asking, where's the church on this? Where are they at on these things? Not only just marriage. Where are they at on the issue of abortion? I could tell you of a friend of mine who was driving down the road in Florida some years back. He used to head up the Moral Majority down there. And he passed a sign on the side of the road in somebody's yard that simply read, "Evolution, taught in the public schools, courtesy of the Church of Jesus Christ." My friend said he pulled over to the side of the road. He began to weep and to repent before God because that's the truth. The church stood down and has been standing down in the culture war for years. You say, well, I'm not part of that. Well, then I'm not talking to you. If you've been standing up, that's great. You're a fellow soldier. You're doing what you're supposed to do. But for the church at large, it's been comfortable within the walls that it has established for itself. It has retreated from the culture, not gone towards it in the battle. You know, when you see some of these old war movies, even some of the new ones that take place, and you see guys who are victorious, they're not guys hiding out in the hole somewhere. They're guys making an advancement. When you see the guys who storm the beaches of Normandy, they're advancing. When you see the guys take the hill in a film like We Were Soldiers, they're not sitting back waiting on the enemy to come to them. They're taking it to the enemy. Now, the Bible tells us that our enemy is not flesh and blood. It's not other men. Our enemies are the principalities and powers, the darkness, the rulers of this world. That's who our enemies are. That's who we're to fight. And Paul says that God has given us the weapons that we need to use in order to conquer. Okay? And they're not carnal weapons. They're not weapons like guns, like we're going to be giving away in a couple of days. They're not knives. They're not tanks. And they're not jets. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God, tearing down of strongholds of ideas and taking those ideas captive for Christ. And that means when we see something that is unbiblical, that's being promoted from the bully pulpit, whether it's from the president, whether it is people in elected office, whether it is people in the pulpit of the church, or whether it is other people who come and they speak out in the open about these things, we're to challenge those things. Not only them, the people we come in contact with, our friends and our family, we're to challenge those things in order to bring those ideas that are rebellious or that are outside the scope of what God has said they should be and bring them captive under Christ. In other words, bring what the Bible says about those ideas. But more times than none, Christians don't do that. In fact, I recall years ago going through the late D. James Kennedy's Evangelism Explosion. What I discovered was I went through it as an unbeliever, okay? I went through it as an unbeliever, and what I discovered is that most Christians, professed Christians today, don't know enough about the gospel to actually present it. That's why they don't talk about it. You ever thought about that? If you wonder why Christians don't talk about the gospel, why they don't talk about the scripture, why they don't talk about the law of God, why they have no desire to speak about those things, it's because they're ignorant of them. Christians, in large measure, have not taken the time to think through those things. They haven't been that David. They haven't been meditating on those things. They haven't taken the time to learn what God actually says in a context. And so that's why when you start pinpointing certain things, you'll go, well, the Bible says, judge not, lest you be judged. They know that. They have no idea what the context is, but they know that. Or you get some of these people that wants to think that just everybody out there, God's trying his hardest to save every person, but the will of man is just too strong for God. And they'll quote 2 Peter 3:9. And they never look at the context. And this is what I'm talking about. Christians, by and large, have become very ignorant of what they say they profess to believe. So if we're wondering why Christians don't advance, because they haven't been trained, would we expect a soldier to advance on a hill if he's never been trained? He's never made it through boot camp? No, I would expect him to be sitting in a hole somewhere scared to death. But if he's been well trained, if he knows what to do, he'll find the courage to do what he's been trained to do. And so part of the issue that we face today in our culture is the fact that the church has lost its way. It's lost its foundations, which are the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, Ephesians 4. And if we don't hold to that, that is the foundation.
if we don't hold the bat, how can we expect the house to be built to where it will stand? How can we expect that? You say, well, we can write laws and this, that, and the other. If they're not based on the law of God, what good is it? It's man's laws. It becomes tyranny, not liberty. And frankly, I am one who believes in law. Without law, there's chaos. There's anarchy. There's lawlessness. And as the great C.C. DeMille, said before the original presentation of the Ten Commandments movie, Charlton Heston, years ago, it is law that provides liberty because it provides order and it allows men to live as they should be living as unto God. They are free to do what God has commanded. And so we should keep that in mind. Because the problem in our society today is we're facing a younger generation that I often point out is an atheistic strain of libertarianism that doesn't have the bumpers of law. It goes into either anarchy or it goes into what Satanism is. Do whatever you will be the whole of the law, as long as you aren't hurting anybody, at least by your standard. That's wrong, too. God has given us his law. We don't have to feel around in the dark for it. He's given it to us through special revelation. And I know that some people want to argue natural law apart from God's law, and that's wrong too. True natural law is understood in light of the special revelation God has given us in his law, which is in his word. You say, well, Jesus came to do away with the law. No, he came to do away with the curse of the law for those he came to save. But as Paul says, we also esteem the law. It is holy. It is right. And how can we talk about repentance from sin, which is transgression of the law, if we're going to do away with the law? What does that look like? How can we talk about loving our fellow man and loving God if we do away with the law? Jesus said to love God is the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, to love your neighbors yourself. Well, what is that? It's the table of the law. And until Christians grab that, until they get that and start taking that to the culture, they'll never have a gospel that saves from sin. Never. They'll either preach morality or they'll preach something that doesn't save sinners. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to change gears just a little bit. Really want to deal with this issue concerning these candidates that are coming in and throwing their hat in the ring in the presidential race. And I feel like what's going on is that people on the conservative side of things, as they call themselves, are willing to give many of these guys a pass when it comes to their eligibility. Now, don't turn me off, okay, because you might like some guy who I believe is constitutionally ineligible. Don't turn me off. Just hear me out for a second. We already have a couple of guys throwing their hat in the ring on the GOP side of things, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Now, I'm not saying that these guys haven't done certain good things within the Senate. Don't get me wrong. Not saying that at all. We're going to focus on the eligibility. And what I find is that many people, when I read some of the comments in the comment section of some of the articles that's been out, especially when we had done one on Ted Cruz, what I find is the quote-unquote conservatives have changed over, and what they've done is they said, well, if Barack Obama can do it, we can do it. Well, isn't that like the little kid who tugs at his mom's skirt and says, well, mommy, little Johnny over here is doing it. Why can't I do it? Well, that's not really where we're supposed to be, right? If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe that the person ought to be constitutionally eligible, which means they're a natural-born citizen,
then shouldn't they meet that requirement? And you say, well, but there's been all kinds of laws. Yeah, I know there's been all kinds of laws. But what did the framers have in mind when they wrote the term natural-born citizen? And I've heard the argument, well, they didn't define that for us, so therefore we can define it. Well, let me ask you something. They didn't define what arms are either. Should the federal government be allowed to define that? Think about going down that little road. Think about how Dianne Feinstein last year wanted to try to define who a journalist was. Do you really want her doing that? Then why do you make the argument for the federal government trying to define that? I'll tell you the easiest way you can understand how our framers understood what natural-born citizen was, and many of them were involved in a particular act in Congress just 2 years after the signing of the Constitution. Okay? It's called the Naturalization Act of 1790. I want to read you this first paragraph of it and let it sink in what they meant by natural-born citizen, okay? Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that any alien being a free white person who shall have resided within the limits and under the jurisdiction of the United States for the term of 2 years may be admitted to become a citizen thereof on application to any common law court of record in any one of the states wherein he shall have resided for the term of 1 year at least, and making proof to the satisfaction of such court that he is a person of good character, and taking the oath or affirmation prescribed by law to support the Constitution of the United States, which oath or affirmation such court shall administer, and the clerk of such court shall record such application, and the proceedings thereupon or thereon, and thereupon such person shall be considered as a citizen of the United States. Now here's where there's going to be some difference. It's going to talk about a citizen right there. And the children of such person so naturalized, dwelling within the United States, being under the age of 21 years at the time of such naturalization, shall also be considered as citizens of the United States. So here we have citizens, and we have naturalized citizens. Okay? Now, recall, this is coming in 1790. The Constitution was set up in 1787. So we're only a couple of years away from each other. The definitions of natural-born citizens is not going to be changed, okay? Then it says this, and the children of citizens, plural, of the United States that may be born beyond sea or out of the limits of the United States. In other words, they can be born abroad. They could be born in England. They could be born in Africa. It doesn't matter where they're born, as long as their parents are citizens, shall be considered as natural-born citizens. Then there's this little caveat. Provided that the right of citizenship shall not descend to persons whose fathers have never been resident in the United States. Provided also that no person heretofore prescribed by any state shall be admitted a citizen as aforesaid, except by an act of the legislature of the state in which such person was prescribed. So, you want to be a natural-born citizen? You got to have two parents who are citizens. Doesn't matter where you're born. If your parents are citizens, that means they're loyal or they're considered loyal to the country they're in, the United States. Therefore, you're born to parents like that, you're considered a natural-born citizen, and according to Article 2, Section 1, you, if you're 35 years or older, you would be eligible to be president, okay? And you've had 14 years as a resident within the United States, of course. Now, that is pretty clear what a natural-born citizen is. And some people say, well, there's these other laws and there are these rulings by the Supreme Court and this, that, and the other that, well, we just make it up as we go. And Democrats have actually pushed many laws to try to change natural born citizen as to what it is. Why do you think they're doing that? if they don't understand what is in the Naturalization Act of 1790. You say, well, we've gotten away from that. Okay, but this is the understanding of what natural-born citizen was at the time of the framing of the Constitution. You say, well, how does this apply to our people? Well, Ted Cruz, his father was a citizen of Cuba when he was born. Now, he's born in Canada. Again, that doesn't matter according to even the Naturalization Act of 1790 if both parents are citizens. Doesn't matter. But he was born in Canada. He had dual citizenship with Canada and the United States, even though his mother was a citizen. You go, well, Barack Obama's mother was a citizen. His daddy wasn't. And we can go through some of that, and we can even question some of the documentation as to whether or not he's even a natural-born citizen by those respects. And I think there's enough information and documentation that his documents, whether it's birth certificate, a Social Security number, a Selective Service sign-up form, or whatever, has all been fabricated. In fact, there are some who question whether or not Stanley Ann Dunham was his mother in the first place. And I think there's some evidence to question that. But here's the point. In the Naturalization Act of 1790, it clearly states, provided that the right of citizenship shall not descend to persons whose fathers have never been resident in the United States. Ted Cruz's father was not that. Now, he later became a citizen. That's true. But what about Marco Rubio? He was born to parents, Mario Rubio and Aurea Garcia, who were Cubans. They immigrated to the U.S. in 1956. Rubio was born in 1971. And his parents weren't even naturalized until 1975. Rubio is the proverbial anchor baby. You understand that? And you say, well, you're just not leaving anybody. You must be for Hillary. No, I'm saying if you're going to stand on the Constitution, you're going to say we need to follow it, people. You need to follow it. I don't care who the idol is. You're wrecked. And sadly, that's what the American people have done. Instead of honoring God, I'm not talking about honoring the Constitution. I'm talking about honoring God. Being people who seek to obey God. Instead of doing that, the American people have compromised. They have stood back. As I was saying before, the Church of Jesus Christ has went into a corner. It's built itself up while it's let the culture around them pretty much go to hell. And as a result of that, now when it comes to these kinds of things, they're looking for a one-shot-fits-all, and you hear it. You see this little 12-year-old boy who came out a couple of months ago and spoke against Barack Obama, very eloquently, I might add. And I had people writing me saying, this guy ought to be president. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Because he made one speech. He's not even constitutionally eligible with his age. Ben Carson makes one great speech at a prayer breakfast. And everybody's like, Ben Carson ought to be president. And then you start hearing his views that are constitutional. And you start going, yeah, this guy doesn't. Yeah, we don't need people like that. He needs to stay with what he knows. He's a good neurosurgeon. That's where he ought to be at. And yet we have guys throwing their hat in the ring, one after the other. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Bobby Jindal may be a guy. I mean, he seems like a great guy. I don't think he's constitutionally eligible, natural-born citizen clause. Why will we not hold that standard of our own people? He said, well, why don't you hold this bill? I have been. I've been holding it on Barack Obama. But I have to ask you, conservative, why don't you hold the standard over your own people? If you won't hold it over it, nobody else will. You're going to be voting for the same thing. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this list.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to take you over there. We're dealing with the issue of natural-born citizens. And I know this makes some people uncomfortable. It makes people want to fight and everything else, but it's really pretty simple, folks. It really is. All you have to do is go back and see, what did the people mean by what they said? Now, here's the issue. If, say, for instance, let's just take that we were writing a constitution today and we mentioned pizza in it, would we have to sit here and define pizza, or would everybody pretty much understand that? I think they would understand what we meant by pizza. It's this little Italian deal where it's got some dough on it, it's got some tomato sauce, you got some cheese, you got some pepperoni or whatever you want to throw on it, sausage. See, that's going to make me hungry. But I wouldn't have to sit here and define it to the people I'm writing towards as to what I mean. And I don't think it was necessary for the writers, of the Constitution to define what they meant by natural-born citizen. One of the things they had was Vattel's Law of Nations. And that book was in the hands of the framers constantly, according to Federalist Papers. They had that book in their hands. And some people need to understand some of the difference of terms that were used. If you were born in England, you were considered, and you had parents who were both subjects of the crown there in England, you were considered a natural-born subject, not a citizen, but a subject. Okay? But when we gained our independence, we weren't subjects of England any longer. We weren't under a king. We're under King Jesus, of course, but we're not under a king of a country, specifically. And I don't want to diminish Christ's kingship. He is king of all the nations. So when I say we're under King Jesus, it doesn't matter what form of government we're under. As believers, we're under the ruling of King Jesus. But this is some of the terminology that's given. And we see that within a couple of years, they're writing about a Naturalization Act, which was part of Congress dealing. That's one of the small things that they deal with is on immigration. That is one of the authorities, the enumerated powers that they've been given. So they were writing law for that. And how did they lay it out? Natural-born citizens have to have two parents who are citizens, period. And their father has to be somebody who's lived in the United States. Now, Barack Obama, even if you take his documentation at face value, his father was not a citizen, nor did he reside in the United States except to go to college. That was it. He's ineligible according to the understanding that the framers have. Okay? Ted Cruz, too. Marco Rubio as well. Bobby Jindal. So that starts thinning out the herd real quick if you're going to look for somebody who says they believe in the Constitution. And I got to tell you, go back and look at some of these guys. There is video evidence of when they're confronted long before this year, and they're said, well, wait a minute, aren't you going to have a problem with natural-born citizenship because, you know, these kinds of things, and they start pointing this out. And they say, well, we'll let the people decide that. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Constitutionalist. If that's the platform you're going to stand on, buddy, you better stand up and say, no, I'm eligible, and here's why. Don't say we need to let the people decide it. You either are or you're not. And this is where it comes down to. And sadly, conservatives and Christians are looking for a Messiah. They'll tell you they're not. But they're looking for a Messiah. He says the right things. Oh, we need to vote for that guy. If he blasts the other side this way, he's got my vote. Doesn't matter if it's constitutional or not. They'll be just as lawless as the other side when it comes to that. And you say, well, Tim, you're just trying to get Hillary to win. No, she, you know, I think she doesn't qualify simply from her history. Why would anybody vote for somebody who's so anti-American in the first place? Why would you do that? Why would you vote for a criminal who illegally used an email server, has admitted to it? That would have got other people penalized, brought under justice, and everything else. But because she's a Clinton, none of that's happening. She admitted doing it. And yet, she's thrown her hat in the ring to run for president. Isn't this an amazing thing? And I can tell you, it's like Bradley has said over and over and over and over and over. The people allow it. The people allow it. They don't call for her to be indicted, to be dealt with justly. This woman has opened up a national security can of worms. Now it's questionable as to whether these hacks that have been coming from Russia came through her email server. And yet conservatives are willing to cover their guys who are getting into presidential running who are unqualified constitutionally. Why? Why? Is it because your team's jersey is on their back? Is that the only reason? Is it because, well, they're better than Hillary or they're better than Barack Obama? Okay, that's not saying a lot, is it? That really isn't saying a lot. And you keep going down that road and you're going to be exactly where these socialists are in just a few years. You're going to be at the same place. Many in the GOP are already embracing sodomy. They're already embracing the redefinition of marriage. Conservatives are already compromising on the issue of murder of the unborn in the womb. They're saying, well, you can murder the child if it was conceived in rape or incest, right? You say, well, you're going to make that woman carry this baby in this? No. I don't believe that you penalize the innocent life in the womb because of what the mother may have engaged in or what the father, whoever the father was, may have engaged in. I don't think you sentence them to death for that. I've said it before. It's like somebody I know goes and commits a crime, and I find about it, and I turn around and slap my son. That doesn't make any sense. You don't deal unjustly with the innocent party in that. But that's what happens. That's what happens. When are conservatives, when are Christians in this country going to truly follow what has become somewhat cliche within the church and repent of their own wicked deeds, seek the Lord, and watch him do a wonderful work in our country to heal our land? When are we going to do that? No, we're busy out looking for idols. That's what we're doing. Let's call it what it is. We're looking for a Messiah. His name isn't Jesus. Oh, we'll tack that on. But we're looking for a political savior. And friends, we ain't going to find one. We are not going to find one. Because we've become a corrupt people. And until we repent, and until we start speaking God, we're going to continue to see the same old thing year in and year out. I don't say that with any joy. I don't say that with any kind of looking down my nose at people. Look, long time ago, years ago, I fell into that camp. I understand the thinking. But I think we need to honor God in all that we do, every realm. And if we got that kind of mentality, we wouldn't even put up with this stuff. Immediately, as soon as these guys sprang on, we would immediately all say, you shouldn't even be running, you're not qualified. Try going and asking these guys at town hall meetings, are you qualified? Do you meet these qualifications? Where do you stand on these issues? Consequently, one of these guys formed an amicus brief in the D.C. Heller case in which he said, yeah, it's pretty much reasonable to not consider machine guns part of arms. Remember how I talked about the framers didn't define arms? Yeah, look that up. That's Ted Cruz. Look that up. We're coming up to the end of the show, and I apologize. We had a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Dave. We're going to try to set that up for another time. But I want you to consider something. And I'll point real quickly to the last article that I did on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and that is about this video that's been discovered where there are four men raping an unconscious woman at spring break on the beach in broad daylight with hundreds of people around them. Bradley needs your support to reach the younger generation. Will you consider making a donation today? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and support that effort today for your posterity. We'll talk to you in blink, please.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.